Audio Gravity, 22nd of October 2009. Good morning. First link today is over on urbagizmo.com. Facebook have introduced a touch-friendly version of their subsite. So if you go to touch.facebook.com, a subdomain of Facebook, you basically get this touch display interface. It looks at first that it's something for mobile phones, but it's actually looking more designed for photos, maybe smart photo frames or small touch netbooks. What's interesting about this, though, is if they're starting to think about touch-friendly sites for different kinds of resolutions of devices, not only are we having to support different browsers, we're now starting to see custom versions of websites depending on the native highest screen resolution of a certain device, which is quite interesting to see where it's all heading to. I can imagine people going into a restaurant or a bar or a club with a tablet or a touchscreen in the actual display service, you know, the actual surface where you put your drinks and stuff, and being able to log into Facebook and being able to check your updates and all your status and things like that. That's pretty powerful stuff right there. And I can imagine that's going to probably be the norm in about the next 6-12 months. You'll be able to have devices that literally you can just log into from anywhere. Next link is shwoodshop.com, shwoodshop.com. This is a really nicely put together site with a really nice sweet little animation that slides over left and right. There's a debut line called the Canby, which is their basically these glasses are very custom built from wood that they, I guess, they laser etch it of some sort, and they make them all handmade, and they're all pure wood. So let me have a quick look at the collection. Experiment with nature. If only James Dean was around to rock Canbys, modelled after the classic icon of all-American badass, Sherwood debut models lay the groundwork for an entire wood revolution. Available in maple, wedge, or zebra wood, which I've never heard of, three-ply frame and two-ply temple construction, in-house handcrafted manufacturing process, locally sourced exotic hardwoods, optical quality Carl Zeiss or polarized lenses, offer 100% UVA, UVB protection, frame measurements starting at $95. Cool set of gloves made out of wood from locally sourced hardwoods. Awesome. Next link today is over on Apple. Apple.com downloads Mental Case version 1.61. Brings quality flashcards to your Mac and iPhone. Use it to learn a language, memorize trivia, or study for an exam. Enter your information directly or import it from online sources like the Flashcard Exchange. Mental Case automatically generates lessons for you, syncs them to your iPhone and iPod Touch, and even tells you when to study. Great idea. Brilliant concept. It's a demo version. I don't know how much the full version is, but the company's called The Mental Facility. The Mental Facility is a small independent software developer based in the Netherlands, develops software for the Mac and iPhone in the fields of science and education. Fantastic. They've also got another program called Sumo Master. Next link today is over on, and probably one of the best URL names I've heard for some time, mortalwombat.org.uk. They've got a whole bunch of CSS 3 demos. So if you're dabbling around in CSS and you've just got onto doing CSS 3, go and check out mortalwombat.org.uk. They've got a bunch of rounding corners, drop shadows, transparency, columns, all sorts on there. Next link today is Habit Forge, getting you to the finish line. Takes 21 days to form a habit. Habit Forge will help you get there. So you basically name your challenge and it sends you email throughout, I think every other day, to see if you've actually done what you said you were going to do. If you've actually, you know, you put a challenge in there to say walk for 30 minutes every day, send you an email each day and says, did you do it today or not? And then you say yes or no, and it'll tell you if you skip days, you know, how many days in a row you actually did, the success rate. Very simple idea, but a really good way of motivating yourself to do a particular thing. And finally, last link today for all the writers out there doing NavLaRimo, should I say, Ulysses 2.0, where words just flow. This is over on www.the-soulmen.com/Ulysses. Whether you're a blogger, a poet, or a published novelist, Ulysses 2.0 is a definite package for all your creative writing needs. What I like about this is very similar to a writing app that I've seen before, which name escapes me, in that it gets rid of everything else on the screen apart from the text that you're working on, which I think is great for getting away from distractions. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.